Okay, so you want to do 5A?
Yes, yes, please. Can I do 5A individually, so we kind of keep the people who are giving us donations on our own? So 5A, and then 5B through 5M.
And I would just like to say one thing on 5A, is that thank you for giving credit to our teacher, Rachel Myros, who started that whole thing going, and I'm glad to see that it's continuing every year. So, thanks to our donor.
Absolutely.
Okay, is there a motion to approve superintendent's recommendations, 5A?
So moved.
Second.
Further questions or discussion? Roll call, please.
Kraft?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Fanouken?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, is there a motion to approve superintendent's recommendations, 5B through 5M?
So moved.
Second.
Questions or further discussion? No? Roll call, please.
Kraft?
Yes.
Fanouken?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay. Brings us to the hearing of the public, which we've already done, because we moved it at the beginning. So we are now at board comments, so I will open that up for board comments.
I just would like, I know we had really some great questions presented to us as a board, and I know that you have some things that you'd like to just clarify to the board as far as what some next steps we can take would be, because we do serve the whole community. We certainly have no intention to really, truly increase the hardship to any of our families in Westlake. So, talk to us about what our next steps can be.
Well, I'll tell you what, and one of the things, and that is something that I appreciated this evening, was it was something where, in going through and even looking at my notes as we're going through, you could tell that there was emotion and passion there, but it was also a lot of thoughtfulness and concern. And that puts us in a position to be able to take all this information. I took notes on every single person who stood up and went through it. What I would like is a little time to review it.
Okay.
And to be able to kind of go through and process the notes and ideas, and then sit down with Mr. Hopkins, be able to go through and see, you know, to kind of go through what he had been thinking through, and then compare that with that. And then I'd be happy to connect with the families, and I will do it as expeditiously as I possibly can. I know it was stated within 2 days, I'm going to do my best to get within that, but you know, I may take a little bit more.
Sounds good, but you're right, the reality, and I appreciate you.
And the other thing about it is I want to communicate correctly. And, you know, you don't want to sit and end up having a conversation and say, we're going to do this, this, and this, and then you review it, and then you do something different, and then it kind of seems like that people write their own end to the story, well, they did it like this because of that, because of that. So I'd like to be able to take the information I received tonight and be able to review it a little bit.
I too appreciated the thoughtfulness and concern, and we do listen to all of our residents and all of our citizens here in Westlake. I know one of those thoughts, one of those concerns had to do with employment. And there's a thought that I have, I know that we discuss employment issues in executive session, and in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, why not head into executive and discuss those issues? Any other board members have a thought on that?
Yeah, I would entertain.
We could certainly amend the agenda, add that onto the agenda to do that now. Yeah, just to hear, you know, what has been communicated to our employees.
May I move?
Yeah, can I still have, after your board comments, we do have to finish up our policies, summer policies, so.
So we could change around our adjournment and adjourn into executive session first. It would be very specifically tied to employment purposes only. It cannot be for the discussion that was tonight, it was solely to the employment.
So you're saying adjourn to executive, then come back and do our?
No.
No.
Let's finish this and then go to into executive.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Yes.
Okay, so do we need a motion from Joe then?
I would encourage you to finish your board comments first.
Okay.
And then we'll go through the policy, and then when we get to the adjournment, we'll amend the adjournment to.
Okay.
Okay, Okay, further board comments?
I echo a lot of the people's comments today. Definitely a lot of heartfelt thought went into a lot of everything that, that was said. And there are a lot of tough decisions that the school board makes every single time. We try to be as transparent as we can. We try to give as much notice as we can. School board meetings are not traditionally the most exciting. And so it's hard to get them on your radar. We meet every other Monday, typically. The schedule is posted beginning of the year. We're all out there. It's rare that we cancel a meeting. I'm almost always here if it's not here, it's at a school. So the information is there. If you're looking for the information, unfortunately, sometimes decisions get, people get blindsided by decisions. So I'll, one of the big takeaways I'll take is level of communication could have been improved. The feedback, that's one of the things that I had heard from a lot of the people in the city. And maybe the communication, we could have improved upon that much more than we did. And the timing.
Mm-hmm.
The timing.
One of the things I think when we went through the discussion, one of the items that I don't think came up was that some of the schools, not all the schools, but some of the schools do require a down payment. I'll just use that as a phrase for the next school year and kind of hold your place in line. You don't have to do that in the public, you're just, you're automatically there. So so that is one of the things that I think, that is an item definitely that we did not, we didn't talk about.
And we did not.
Took that into consideration.
Right, and that's, you know, that's something my daughter, we chose to send my daughter to a private school in her early years before she came to Westlake, so. And that was just, didn't even think about that piece, and that is very important, so. Yeah, we heard you. Thank you so much. Absolutely.
I think I echo what everyone else says. I don't have anything else to add, but we do listen.
I just want people to understand, too, that as elected board members, we need to be fiscally responsible. So when we're looking at saving almost $300,000, that's... Somebody there said, oh, it's just a couple hundred thousand. And I'm like, whoa, it's, you know, a couple hundred thousand, it is a lot of money when we aren't sure of state funding in the future and things like that. So it's no small matter when you can save that much money in a district. But I do thank you for all your comments and your concerns, and we certainly will be discussing it.
I will say one more thing. Since we are all elected, there's an election coming up this November. It's not too late. There are three positions that are up for election. I'm encouraging or anything, but
why not?
But that is a way to be involved. It's one of the reasons that I got involved 6 years ago. Or maybe it was 5 years ago. There were some decisions that were potentially going to be made that would affect my three kids. So I'm going to pop myself to get on the board. So I can appreciate some of the comments that were made today. But again, being involved can really make a difference. So.
Well, you're the only one right now that has kids in the school. The rest of us do not. And we're all taxpayers, so. So much. Anything? Dr.
Stoll? No, I think I echo the same comments.
Mm-hmm. Other, just in a different direction, if I may, just on board comments, to that point of communication, I know that our board meeting notes are sent to the entire district family base, right, Dr. Mm-hmm. Gunn? As well as an expanded base of communicators or people that communicate with us that don't have students within the system. I know that the last board meeting notes haven't been sent. Just when will those be sent? And in this board meeting notes, when will those be sent out as well?
Did we get the draft yet?
I don't know. I
So you're waiting for the draft?
Draft.
Well, and that's something too, that anybody can sign up. If you're not currently receiving Westlake Communicate, that we have an email communicate that goes out to anybody who wants to sign up on our mailing list. There's a way to do that on our website. And then Kim Bonvasuto over there also is the one that gets those in the mailing list. So if you want to get more of the communication to fill up your inbox, and but just, you know, to know what's going on, and you'll get more alerts. That's another way to be aware. I know it's a lot, because you get a lot from your own school as well, so. But thank you for being here.
Okay, anyone else? Okay. That brings us to board items. We have the second reading of our policies.
Yes. So I'll run through these. We did read them in the last session, but I will cover them again to remind your, refresh your memory. We do have policy 5113.02, and really in that particular policy, if you were to look at it, what's happened is No Child Left Behind has been replaced by ESEA, which is the Elementary and Secondary Education Act, and it's really a semantic change that the policy is changing from No Child Left Behind to ESEA. So it's really more of just editing than anything else. Yep. Then we have, where did my spreadsheet go? 5610 and 5610.03 are connected, and they both reflect current Ohio law. And a couple things that are on there, it prohibits schools from carrying over suspensions from 1 year to the next. And it also gives more clarification for suspensions, guidelines for suspensions regarding students in PK through three. 5610.03 is also connected to that, and it, they're both correlated with House Bill 318, which specifically lists when you can suspend a student PK through three. My guess is that in some parts of the state, students were being suspended, and somebody felt that they had to put guidelines in there. This is not really, we don't have great suspensions in there, and but they obviously have school safety concerns put in to make sure that the other students are safe as well. So that's those two particular ones. Then there is 6320. This one, when you look at this one actually, the biggest thing inside here is that it actually gives a definition for a bus. And so when you're purchasing a bus, it's something that holds, it will be holding 9 or more passengers. So it could be your 72 person, but it's just being considered 9 or more. And the changes in here don't impact us too much, because we do purchase from consortium purchasing when we do that. We use the state consortium. 6325, okay, so 6325 is some more guidance for our federal grants. And 6605, this is, 6605 is centered around the concept of crowdfunding. And what it is, it's an act when a staff unilaterally goes out on social media and solicits donations. This is something that when you look across the state, some school districts do allow it, some don't allow it. There are some pitfalls in there. We're gonna start with a policy of not allowing it until we vet out certain parameters, because you could run into issues where one of your staff members could put something on social media, and there could be, and this is where the auditors come in and have an issue, because the accountability, because if you are
perception of a district sanction,
but it also could have something where if a staff member on the behalf and using your school district's name goes out on a social media and generates some money, and then they don't use it for what they said they were going to use it on, and you run into significant issues with that. So you do have to go through and make sure that there are parameters set to where there are certain sites that are used, any type of thing, especially that you're going to purchase for a school, needs to be approved by the school district. Because you could have somebody say, we just got this reading line and I want to raise money to buy a whole completely different reading line, or whatever type of thing it is, or I want to buy some computers or different things which sound great originally, but then we have the responsibility to maintain and replace And so we do need to make sure that those type of purchases can fit into one of our replacement cycles. And so as we're looking at this, it's not something that we would be against in the future, but I think to start off before everything is kind of established, we're going to start with not allowing it at this point. 7540.02, this is another one where it's really semantics, where the word apps throughout the policy is recommended to be added. Obviously, when you're looking at technology, it's being very heavily dominated now by apps. If you look on any of your iPads or your phones, it is app-driven, and so within some of our technology policies, adding the word apps to there was recommended. 8400, this is another one where language removes No Child Left Behind and replaces it with Safe and Drug-Free Schools, because No Child Left Behind is no longer in place. Last policy, 8500 for this evening, is it's clarification on the third page regarding the appropriate team to approve dietary modifications for a student. It does give specific guidelines to who should be involved in that meeting. I think they're good guidelines, good recommendations to be able to add those folks to the table. And those are the policies.
Okay. So we need to approve the resolution to approve the board policies.
You can choose.
Right.
Okay, so we have a motion for that.
So moved.
Second.
Any further questions or discussion?
How have you changed these policies from the last time we read them?
None.
Thank you.
Yeah. They're the same.
It didn't appear so.
No.
And the crowdfunding is a brand new policy, correct?
That's brand new, okay. Right. And it is interesting because you look across and some, a lot do not allow it, but some allow it, but have very strict language in it.
Okay, any other questions? Okay, roll call please.
Finucane?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, that brings us to adjournment, and do we want to, we need a motion to go into executive session?
I'll move into executive session to discuss employment issues.
Second.
And I'll get the exact language on there, but just for the purposes of this right now, we're adjourning to executive session at 7:54 p.m. for the purposes of employment. And that was moved by Mr. Kraft and seconded by Dr. Stoll.
Yes.
With no action to be taken?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
With
well,
no action.
We always say that.
With
say
no
that.
Action to be taken.
All right. Would you like me to call roll?
Okay. Yes, please.
Kraft?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay. So is there a motion to adjourn to move into executive session where no action will be taken?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
It's going to be Kraft?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay. Meeting is adjourned. Do we stay here or be adjourned?
I just wanted to thank you all for this.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
And then I was sitting with City Council and number of people chewing gum, what have you. It's also not my intention just to be a squeaky wheel. I am more than happy to help out and try to work on a solution. I appreciate you guys.
Ricardo?
I'm sorry?
You have Ricardo? Well, and I have your contact.
I'll be glad to take on you real quick.
Thanks.
I want to be part of the solution, and I appreciate you guys being fiscally responsible and caring about us, the taxpayer, if you understand your money. In a different manner and still
provide
the transportation. So I do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for your understanding.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And I do appreciate the call.
Sure.
So I can talk to you, and I appreciate you calling my wife and afterwards.
Sure.